Gareth Dunlop, What You Do To Me. How you doing, sir? Good afternoon.
Not so bad at all. Thanks for having us in, Johnny.
Oh, no problem. That's from the new EP, Devil Mocks Me.
Yeah, that's right.
Has it been out for a while? Or?
Yeah, it's been out for a couple of months now. You can grab it in HMV, and it's available on iTunes as well. I was very lucky to be able to bring my band out to Nashville last year to record that EP.
Yeah, that's a number. Was it totally different? What was it? What you expected?
Well, you know, Nashville's such a creative place. It's full of so many songwriters. It's an amazing creative environment, you know, and it's a good place to be creative in, you know. And the studio experience was great. You know, I have a studio here at home with friends and stuff, and you're forever untangling leads and setting up microphones. Yeah. So it was nice to get out there and kind of walk in and, you know.
Somebody else is doing it.
Yeah, all the hard work's
done. But you worked with this guy, Brent Maher, who has six Grammys to his name.
Yeah,
as a producer. I mean, that's a, you know.
Yeah, he's
was it intimidating working with someone as successful as that?
You know, if I'm being honest, I guess probably the first time, you know, I sat in front of a couple of mics, you know, with him at the board, it was a bit scary, you know, because of the amazing stuff that he's done throughout his career. But he's such a great guy, and he's such a humble, you know, musician and producer. And, you know, he's got a great talent for making people feel very comfortable in the studio, which is, you know, key for getting a good performance.
Yeah, of course. Otherwise, you'd have been wasting each other's time, you know.
Exactly.
If you'd have been sitting going, I'm afraid to work with you because you're famous, you know. I mean, he compared you at some stages to Tina Turner about how you handle a rhythm section and all, you know. That's name-dropping of the highest order.
You know? It was quite a compliment, yeah.
No, that's good stuff. So was it the Nashville thing, it really paid dividends, yeah?
Very much so, yeah. It's, you know, I would still go back out there every now and again and do a few shows, and, you know, the crowds are great over there. And, you know, people seem to have it in their head that Nashville is, you know, very, you know, country
it's
music
country,
driven.
Yeah.
It is to a certain extent, but, you know, it has so many, you know, genres of music, you know, pouring out of it. Like, you know, I mean, yeah. Kings of Leon, you know.
No, God, but as you say, in recent years, it's just become a mecca for a lot of people in the music industry, full stop.
Very much so, yeah. You know, down to, you know, producers, engineers, you know, songwriters, session musicians, you know. I think there's more studios in Nashville than there is anywhere else in the world, you know.
Yeah, no, that's good. Your songs, I'm just reading here, have been featured in various American TV shows, Cougar Town, One Tree Hill, Private Practice, they're just some of them. How do you manage that, or how do you do that, or is it your publisher pushes all this stuff?
Yeah, well, it definitely helps to have a publisher, you know, fighting the battles there. But I did a music industry, you know, showcase out in Nashville, I guess that was last year, and played for a few music and TV supervisors.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, they took a real shine to the music, and you know, they wanted to use it in some of these shows.
So they place it. I mean, are you ever told in advance, or can it happen that some night you're sitting watching a show, that's me, you know, listen, I'm ringing everybody, turn such and such on, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, do you always know what shows are going to
use
it?
Yeah, I mean, they're fairly good at telling you exactly what's going to be coming up, you know. And I actually just got a bit of news this week that one of my songs from this EP, Trick of the Moonlight, is going to be featuring on House.
House
in the next couple of months, so it was a bit of good news, you know. I'm a big fan of the show.
Okay, so remember, it was a while ago hearing Snow Patrol on Grey's Anatomy, and I was going, that is Snow Patrol, isn't it? You know, that's, you know, it's brilliant that you're all making a wee dent.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
So the American musicians are raging. All American TV shows, the boys from here are getting the soundtracks, because Foy Vance was on a couple as well, he was telling me.
That's right.
So listen, it's all going well for you. I have to tell people, we were bringing you in to plug the gig tomorrow night in the Black Box.
That's right, yeah.
And there's no point now.
Well, I just got word today that it's at full capacity. It's just been sold out.
Sold out.
Which is great news. Good news for me.
So if you were thinking of going getting tickets, don't. But you will be back again. Will you be doing another show then, shortly?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to get another show together, you know, in the next, hopefully in the next few months, you know, maybe towards the end of summer, and maybe move to even, you know, an even bigger venue, maybe try to get something together in the Empire, you know.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
Okay, good luck, because there was people on asking when you were going to come on and everything else today on the show. So if you were waiting on buying tickets, Mrs., you've left it too late, because we had orders to tell people it's sold out. Don't we get down and hassling the doorman and saying, I know your man, you know, let me in. Okay, listen, you going to sing one for us, man?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
When she's away, lost out at sea, I could be the breeze that fills her sails and bring her home to me. Nothing but a fool's desire, nothing but a fool's as I trying to ignite this fire. It's nothing but a fool's desire. And if she should fall away from her dreams, I could be the arms that pull her up from the ground beneath. And if she gives up, begins to tire, I could be the strength that fuels her soul.
Brilliant stuff, Gareth. Brilliant. Thank you, mate. That was absolutely superb.
My pleasure.
The EP, Devil Mocks Me, available usual places. And the Black Box show tomorrow night is sold out.
That's it.
Good luck to you. Keep us posted about whatever else you're doing, mate. Okay?
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Gareth. Cheers, mate.